Having failed to gain any support, on 27 November 1913, in another letter to Nature, van den Broek dropped the assumption that the nuclear charge was equal to half the atomic weight. He did so after the publication of the extensive study by Geiger and Marsden into alpha particle scattering. A week later, Soddy wrote to Nature explaining that van den Broek's idea made clear the meaning of the displacement laws. Then came an endorsement from Rutherford. The original suggestion of van den Broek that the charge on the nucleus is equal to the atomic number and not to half the atomic weight seems to me very promising. He was writing in praise of van den Broek's proposal a little more than 18 months after advising Bohr against pursuing similar ideas. Bohr never complained that he had missed out on being the first to publish the concept of atomic number, or those ideas that won Soddy the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1921 due to Rutherford's lack of enthusiasm. The confidence in his judgment, Bohr fondly remembered, and our admiration for his powerful personality was the basis for the inspiration felt by all in his laboratory, and made us all try our best to deserve the kind and untiring interest he took in the work of everyone. In fact, Bohr continued to regard an approving word from Rutherford as the greatest encouragement for which any of us could wish. The reason why he could afford to be so generous when others would have been left feeling disappointed and bitter was what happened next. After Rutherford dissuaded him from publishing his innovative ideas, by chance, Bohr came across a recently published paper that grabbed his attention. It was the work of the only theoretical physicist on Rutherford's staff, Charles Galton Darwin, the grandson of the great naturalist. The paper concerned the energy lost by alpha particles as they passed through matter rather than being scattered by atomic nuclei. It was a problem that J.J. Thomson had originally investigated using his own atomic model, but which Darwin now re-examined on the basis of Rutherford's atom. Rutherford had developed his atomic model using the large-angle alpha particle scattering data gathered by Geiger and Marsden. He knew that atomic electrons could not be responsible for such large-angle scattering and so ignored them. In formulating his scattering law that predicted the fraction of scattered alpha particles to be found at any angle of deflection, Rutherford had treated the atom as a naked nucleus. Afterwards, he simply placed the nucleus at the center of the atom and surrounded it with electrons without saying anything about their possible arrangement. In his paper, Darwin adopted a similar approach when he ignored any influence that the nucleus may have exerted on the passing alpha particles and concentrated solely on the atomic electrons. He pointed out that the energy lost by an alpha particle as it passed through matter was due almost entirely to collisions between it and atomic electrons.